In 2001, the city of Burlington enacted a livable wage law that requires minimum wage levels for city employees and the employees of entities that contract with the city. Last year, a restaurant called the Skinny Pancake leased space at the Burlington International Airport, a city-owned property, and received an exemption from the law. That set off a debate over the ordinance. Mayor Merle Weinberger requested a detailed review from the city attorney on Burlington's record of implementing and enforcing the ordinance. Among its findings are that only 14% of contracts include a required oath of compliance. Until the review began, except for the Burlington Electric Department, there was little monitoring of compliance, there are no standards for exemptions, and until early 2013, it was difficult to determine Burlington's livable wage rate. The report was forwarded to the City Council, and its Ordinance Committee has been holding public hearings. Ward 5 Democrat Chip Mason chairs the committee.
We have been trying to undertake literally a line-by-line discussion in light of some of the concerns that were raised, not just by the city attorney, but by other people. The issues we are grappling with, such as enforcement. The city attorney's report made clear that there was no teeth, in essence, behind the ordinance. This came about as a result of its applicability at the airport. So there has been a dialogue in terms of whether the airport should be treated different than every other city department. And there are a number of other issues that we have been discussing.
The Peace and Justice Center has been a driving force in implementing livable wage programs in Vermont. Board member Nathan Suter says there are significant gaps in the law.
Our first concern is with the livable wage ordinance as it is written, making sure that it's accurately monitored and that it is enforced. And then as the ordinance committee is reviewing the whole ordinance, top to bottom, and all the language, we want to make sure that the spirit of the livable wage idea is at the center of this discussion. What's great about the livable wage is that it is built on a basic needs model.
Vermont Workers Center organizer Matt McGrath says the ordinance wasn't working and there is now an opportunity to strengthen it.
The most important thing is to figure out how we can better enforce the law that exists. This ordinance currently is very selective, so what we need to be doing is definitely thinking about how we can be better enforcing the law that already does exist.
Burlington Business Association Executive Director Kelly Devine says one of the things that must be assessed is how best to apply the ordinance.
We want them to take a serious look at who's covered. The second thing that we'll be asking them to take a look at is the rate. Burlington is actually one of the highest in the United States. Now, that may make perfect sense, but I do think that it's probably a good time to take a look at that formula and how we arrive at that rate.
Under the current city law, workers with health insurance must be paid at least $13.94 an hour or $15.83 hourly if the employee does not receive health insurance. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.